One of the Shas sugyas that relates to the mitzvah of matzah is the sugya of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. I thought maybe we'd spend a few moments today discussing this concept called mitzvah tzrichas kavanah and talking about how it applies to different mitzvah sasei. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, Sholchu Lei La'avua D'Shmur, Kfar V'Ochal Matzah Yotza. If someone is forced to eat matzah, is yotzei the mitzvah. It's the Seder night. The pasuk says for erev tochlu matzah, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah on Leil HaSeder. Someone forces him to eat the matzah. They sent to Avua the Shmuel that he's yotzei. The Gemara says kfo man, who forced him? Ilei mekfo shade. He was forced by a demon, by a spirit, meaning he had some vision. He was like a shoita almost. Someone who's a shoita is not yotzei a mitzvah. If he's a chol, you know, if he's part shoita, part cholim, sometimes he's normal, and sometimes he's not acting normally. So b'shas shtuso, he's not yotzei a mitzvah if he does the mitzvah b'shas when he's a shoita. Then he has to do the mitzvah again when he's a cholim, when he's healthy. So you can't say kfo means kfo shade. So what does kfo mean? Amar avashi shekfo'u parsiv. Vashi says, no, it's talking about the goyim forced him to eat the mats. Amar Rava zosameres hatokeh l'shir yatsa. Comes Rava and says, from this statement, that kfo v'ochal matzah yatsa, we can elaborate, we can extrapolate, that tokeh l'shir is yatsa as well. Meaning someone who blows a shofar, it's Rosh Hashanah. So there's a mitzvah, the rice of tkiah shofar. But he blows a shofar l'shir. He enjoys playing a flute. He normally is a saxophonist. And he enjoys the way these instruments sound. So he blows the shofar too. Blows the shofar also, but he has no kavanah to be out to the mitzvah. Rava says, kfo v'ochal matzah is yotzah, then the same should be true for shofar. Tokeh l'shir is yotzah. So the Gemara is pshita. It's pashut, of course. If kfo v'ochal matzah yotzah, then tokeh l'shir is also yotzah. What's the kasha pshita? Okay, it's pshita, but that's what Rava is saying, meaning there's no difference between the mitzvahs. If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana by matzah, because even someone is forced to eat the matzah is yotzei, so tokeh l'shir is also yotzei. Well, what's the Gemara's problem? So Rashi says, pshita dezos omeres kein, meaning pshita, Rava is not mechadesh anything. Rava is a strange statement. Rava is saying that kfo v'ochal matzah yotzei, then tokeh l'shir yotzei. It's obvious. I don't need Rava to tell me that. That's true by all mitzvahs. Once you say mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, so by all mitzvahs, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. What is Rava being mechadesh to me? Zos omeres is a phrase that means that it's similar but different. It's similar but there's not a chiddush. There's an extra chiddush that Rava is adding. The Rava doesn't seem to be adding anything because tokeh l'shir is exactly the same. Kfo v'ochal matzah yotzah is because mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Tokeh l'shir yotzah because mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. So what is Rava adding? That's the kasha pshita. Hainuach, it's mamish the same. There's no extra chiddush that the Zos Omeres of Rava is telling you. The Gemara says, no, it's not hainuach. Mahu the tema osam echal matzah merachmona v'ha'ochal. I think that matzah is different because there the Torah says, ba'erv tochlo matzos, eat the matzah, and he ate the matzah. So I think he's yaitzeh. Aval hocha zichron trua ksiva haimasazik ba'almo. But by shofar it says zichron trua. This guy's a mesasik ba'almo. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's a loaded phrase. Not just that he doesn't have kavanah. Misasik Bama sounds like he's walking around with the shofar Rosh Hashanah, and you know, he's like sort of like blowing out, and suddenly he makes a sound. It's like he doesn't even realize what he's doing. That's like a stronger lack of kavanah, that he doesn't even realize what he's doing. So I would think, since it says Zichron Trua, Tokeh L'shir is lo yotza, I think that mitzvah tzrichas kavanah by shofar. Kamash malan. Rava says all mitzvahs are the same. B'chada machta machtina. We put them all together. Mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Alma kasava Rava. Mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Adka. The chiddush of Rava is that shofar is no different than matzah. You think matzah is different because Torah says b'erev tochlo matzah, and that's what he did. So he should be yotzei even without kavana. Shofar says zichron shua. So you think that without kavana he can't be yotzei. Kamash malan. Mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Across the board, not only by matzah by shofar as well. This is one shita in the Gemara. Shita of Rava, the mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Later on in the sugya, it's a long sugya there in Rosh Hashanah, at the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a different Amara. Amalei Reb Zeira l'shamei. Reb Zeira said to his shamish, Ichaven uskali, you have kavon and blow shofar for me. Alma kasavra mashmiya boy kavon. It says the Gemara, Reb Zeira clearly assumes that the mashmiya, the one who blows the shofar, has to have kavon to be motzi the shomeya. And then the Gemara continues that it's not only that the mashmiya has to have kavon, there's a braisa that says both. Toshma niskaven shomeya v'lo niskaven mashmiya. Niskaven mashmiya v'lo niskaven shomeya. Lo yotza chi niskaven shomeya u'mashmiya. There is a braisa that says that you need kavon, both the mashmiya and the shomeya have to have kavon. Taka machlokas tanoi, machlokas amoroi, Reb Zeira and Rava, it's machlokas tanoi, met a paskin, whether mitzvah sichas kavon, mitzvah zain sichas kavon. How do we paskin? How do the Rishonim paskin? What stand do they take? That's machlokas too. Machlokas amoroi, it's machlokas tanoi, machlokas amoroi, machlokas Rishonim, met a paskin. If you look at the Ran, for some reason it didn't get into the packet, so I made photocopies so we can all look at the Rav together.
Take one of the rest for that.
Okay?
Take one of the rest for that. Take one of the rest for that.
If you don't get a copy, just look on with someone else. There should be enough, just in case. The Ran at the end of the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, and his Dafim on the roof, that he quotes the whole discussion that the Rishonim have about this. Dibra Maska Lefikach says Lefikach Kosef HaRabban B'Sefer HaMolchamas, that's right at the bottom, Molchamas Hashem. The Inochanami Dereb Zeira Sover Mitzvah Sichas Kavona Gimura Klomer Lotzeis V'Kavosei Naktina. Zot the Ramban Reb Zeira holds Mitzvah Sichas Kavona V'Kavosei Naktina. We paskin like him. We paskin Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. Drop down to the next Dibra Maska. Avol Das Harbi Min HaGaonim V'Kaimel HaMitzvah Sein Sichas Kavona V'Chein Das HaRaj Bazam. Comes around and says not everyone agrees with the Ramban. The Rashba argues with the Ramban. He says, Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavon. He passes like Rava. Machlokes Rishonim, had a paskin. Which Amor? Right. Which Amor are you going to pick? Mitzvah Tzichas Kavon, Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavon. Okay, Machlokes Rishonim. Comes the Ran and says, but the Rambam is the real problem. The Rambam presents us with the real problem because there's a steer in the Rambam. How does the Rambam pass it? So the Ran assumes initially Chain Pasak HaRambam Zal Perek Sheini Mehilcha Shofar. He points out that the Rambam Mehilcha Shofar seems to pass in like the Ramban, that it's a Svichas Kavana. How so? The Tzorach Shi Yiskavi Mashmiel Lahotzi V'Shamei Lotzei Salav Hochi Lo Yotza. Where's that Rambam? The Rambam Mehilcha Shofar Perek Beis Halacha Dalet Hamasasik b'shkia shofar lehislamed lo yotza chavasa chena shomea mina masasik lo yotza niskaven shomea lotza sidei chavasa v'lo niskaven hatokeh lehotzia o she niskaven hatokeh lehotzia v'lo niskaven hashomea lotza lo yotza yidei chavasa ad she yiskaven shomea mashmiya. Says the Rambam black on white that you can't be yotza tkia shofar unless the mashmiya and the shomea both have kavana lotza, the shomea lotza and the mashmiya lehotzi mitzvah tzvichas kavana. Correct, the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah seems to disagree. Because the Rambam Hilchas Chametz Umatzah Perek Vav Halacha Gim Rambam writes Ochal Matzah Belo Kavana Kigom Shansu Akim Olistin. The robbers forced him before they took his BMW. They forced him to eat the matzah. What in the robbers there? The Goyim forced him to eat the matzah. They forced him to eat the matzah, he still can be yotzi. Clearly implying that mitzvos ain't srichas kavana. Hella, steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Shofar says mitzvah srichas kavana. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah holds mitzvos ain't srichas kavana. Will the real Rambam please stand up? It's a pella. How can the Rambam do this? How can he side on both? How can he walk on both sides of the fence? That's the Ran's kasha. This is an age-old kasha. The Ran was not the only one who asked this kasha. The Nosei Kelim on the Rambam already asked the kasha. It's a Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Shofar. Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Shofar is bothered with the steer. What does he say? He says, I'll tell you what the chilik is. Ulai shu sova shekeven shein odam osa maisa betkia shofar la hashmiya. Fafilu atokea ikaro hashmiya. Lefikach tzorech kavona. Mashein ken ba'achilas matzah. Zot the Magen Mishnah. What's the difference between tkia shofar and matzah? One word. Mice. Exactly. Mice. By tkia shofar, there's no maisa. The mitzvahs are filled without a maisa. Without a maisa, but you need a tkia, right? Yeah, you need a tkia, but the tkia is not the maisa mitzvah. The tkia is a hechsher. Hechsher! It's a preparatory act that you need to fulfill the mitzvah. How do we fulfill the mitzvah of tkia shofar according to the Rambam? With shmiya. Listening to the shofar. Right? That's why the Rambam holds that even shofar hagozli you can be yotze. Ein b'kol din gezel. Remember? Talked about this. The Rambam holds that the tkia is just a hechsher mitzvah. You really yotze with the shmiya. Zachtem Agim Mishnah. Maybe the Rambam holds that if you don't have a maisa, you need kavana. If you have a maisa, then you don't need kavana. The maisa is strong enough; it can live by itself even without kavana. You can be yotze the mitzvah with the maisa ale. So, since achilas matzah is a maisa, so then you don't need kavana. Mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana by matzah because you have a maisa. But by shofar, if there's no maisa, you yotze the mitzvah with shmiya bilvad. So there, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. That's the answer for the Rambam. In fact, according to the Magen Mishnah, according to anyone. The Rambam is really paskening like whom? Not Reb Zeira and not Rava, rather whom? Like the Havamin of the Gemara. Think about it. The Gemara asks, what is Rava being Machadesh? Zoso meres tokeh l'shir yotza. Hanuach! It's doch the zel bezach, right? As some might say. It's the zel, it's the same thing, right? It's the same as matzah. Comes the Gemara and says, no, I think it's different. I think there's the chiluk. Maybe matzah dafka mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, not shofar. Kamashmal on rava nitazai. Kamashmal on rava mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, even by shofar. Comes the Rambam and says, no. I never liked that havamin. It's good havamin. I like that. It's not just the havamin. It's my maskot. I think it's right. And it's right. What's that havamin according to the Rambam? Lefi the Magen Mishnah. Let's see it again. Mahu detei mahotzen echol matzah merachmana v'ha ochal. What's that havamina? Torah says, "Ba'erev tochlu matzos." Matzah is different. What is different about matzah? Maisa. Achila is an example of a maisa, according to the Magen Mishnah. It's loved after achila. Any mitzvah that has a maisa, mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, because with a maisa, there's no need for the kavana. But by shofar it says zichron shua. Das meint there's no maisa zichron shua. Balev shmiya, right? Without a maisa, then I understand mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Rava denies it. Rava lemaskana says mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana even by shofar. But the Rambam says no. I like the havamina. The havamina is right. By shofar there's no maisa because there's no maisa. Then mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But by matzah, since there is a maisa, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. This is how the Magen Mishnah interprets the Ran. But the Ran in Rosh Hashanah gives a different answer to reconcile the two Rambams. What does the Ran say? Two words. Which two words? What are the two key words of Hanukkah? Shmiya. Keywords. Shekeinen. 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 What does the Ran say? Let's see it inside. The low pliga didei adidei. No machlokes in the Rama. The svira lei the betkia shofar kevin the chazina and the reb zera amal shamei chavinut kali naktina the torah kavon. Reb Zeira is right. Reb Zeira told the Shamish that he needs kavana to be motzian, so we know that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Aval bekfa'u v'achal matzah kevin lochazina begemar man depolag alei behedya. I don't see anyone disagreeing with the shluchim who sent Tavu or the Shmuel. Lo dachinan lo. The afal gav the betkia shofar lo yotza hocha yotza shekeinen. You derive hanoah from the achilas matzah. And shekeinen, it changes everything. It throws everything on its head. Kedaminim ba'alma misasik b'chalovim v'arayas chayev shekeinen. Misasik b'chalovim v'arayas chayev shekeinen. Avos meintas. What kind of a concept is that? Normally, misasik means someone who doesn't know what he's doing. Let's say he has a piece of chaylev in his mouth. He's going to spit it out. And suddenly, without him realizing, he swallows it. He didn't realize what he was doing. He put it into his mouth. Someone said, Gevald, it's chaylev. So he says, okay, I'm going to spit it out. And then he gets distracted, and before he knows it, he swallows it. So normally, misasik, a person doesn't know what he's doing, that's potter in kol haTorah kula. Why is it potter? It's a posuk. Oh, hoda ilav chataso, asher chotobo. Asher chotobo, extra phrase, pratlim misasik. Comes to exclude someone who's misasik. He's doing his thing, misasik, he's doing his thing, and doesn't realize that he's doing an iser. Toch kedei his actions. Misasik is potter in kol haTorah kula. But the chalav and varayos, if you're talking about achila of chaylev or bia, bias erva, any sere bia, so then he's chayev. Ay, ashachot abo, shekeinen. Shekeinen changes everything. Sasa b'chalav and varayos chayev, shekeinen. Since you derive hana from the bia, from the achila, even if you don't know what you're doing. Right, by bia, it's a little bit harder to fathom, but let's talk about chalav. Okay, so you have the chaylev in your mouth, you don't realize that you're swallowing it, and you swallow it. Masaseh b'chalav, mischayev shekeinen. Comes the Ran and says, just like masaseh b'chalav v'arayes, chayev shekeinen, hu adinami by mitzvahs. Matzah is a mitzvah sachila. There's hanoah in the achilas matzah. So there's no need for kavona by mitzvahs. Matzah, says the Ran, because shekeinen changes everything, changes the whole equation. That's how the Ran interprets the Ran. That the Rambam really holds, again, according to the Magen Mishnah, what's the real shit? What's the real Rambam? The real Rambam is what? Is Rosh Hashanah. No. The real Rambam is Matzah. The real Rambam is Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah, because most mitzvahs require a Maisa. Shofar is the exception, since it doesn't require a Maisa, so there Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. According to the Ran, the real Rambam is Shofar. Normally mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavon. Matzah is the exception. Shekeinen. Matzah is the exception. Not just the mice achila. You hear? According to the Magen Mishnah, the real Rambam, the Iker Rambam is the Rambam by matzah. Really the Rambam holds that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavon. Most mitzvahs there's a mice. Lulav. Matzah. Most mitzvahs have a ma'isa. Shofar is the exception, because you're not fulfilling it with the tkiah, only with the shmiah, with the lev, with the zichron shrua. So that's the exception, since there's no ma'isa there, mitzvahs tzrichas kavon. Comes around and says, no, the ikar ram is shofar. Normally mitzvahs tzrichas kavon. Achil is the exception. Shekeinen, matzah is the exception. That's why mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavon, because of shekeinen. That's how the Ran says. And the Ran also understands that the Rambam picked up on the Havamina of the Gemara. Right? Everyone assumes the Rambam passed is like the Havamina, that there's a chilek between Achilas Matzah and Tkiyah Shofar. How does the Ran understand the Rambam's rendition of this Havamina? It's more meduyik. The Lashon of the Havamina is much more meduyik according to the Ran. Mahu the Taima Hosan Echel Matzah Merachmana Veho Ochal Aval Hocha Zichon Truk Siva Hai Masazgi Ba'amahu. According to the Ran, it's very good. It's not just awesome Maisa. The Torah says echol matzah v'ho'ochal. He emphasizes the achila element, because according to the Ran, that's the whole point. Achila is the exception to the rule. Normally mitzvah tzrichas kavan, except by achila because of shekeinen. That's bemes what Rashi writes over there. Diramaschil mahu echol matzah k'omer achmana v'ho'ochal v'nena b'achiloso, zokt Rashi. Nena b'achiloso. That's the key. Nena b'achiloso, like the Ran, shekeinen. Ran and Rashi are working together. It's a tag team. That's the Havamina. But you think achila is different. And shofar, since there's no hanoah, there's no achila, so therefore mitzvah tzrichas kavanah by shofar. But by matzah, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah dafka because it's achila and shekeinen. Kamashmal on Rava, no! Mashmal and the Rambam, yes! The Rambam says a paskin like the Havamina, and what's the difference? The difference is between Hanoah as opposed to no Hanoah. When it comes to Matzah, there is Hanoah with the Achila, and that's why I'll say the Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah, but Ba'alma, generally, we'd say that Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. The paradigm, according to the Ran, is Shofar, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. Achila, Shekeinah, that's the exception where Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah. Okay, these are the two famous approaches that the Rishonim have within the Rambam. Questions? Yes.
What would the Magid Mishnah say regarding the Baal Tokeah, if you need Kavana? That's a Maisa, right?
According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
The Rambam writes that the Mashmiya has to be Mechavan. The Mashmiya is not Mechavan to be Votzi, the Shomei is not going to be Yotzi. The question is why? Does the Mashmiya have to be Mechavan? Does the Shomei have to be Mechavan? Apparently, even though the Kavana of the Mashmiya doesn't sound like it's a Kavana Lotzi, it's a Kavana Lahotzi, but apparently those two come together. That if the Mashmiya is just creating, if he doesn't have Kavana Lahotzi, so then his kol is not a kol shel mitzvah. So if it's not a kol shel mitzvah, then how's the Shomei going to be Yotzi from his kol? Right. So everyone says, according to the Rambam, the Mashmiya has to be Mechavan to be Mashmiya. The question is, why? Is it because of Mitzvah Sirchas Kavana? Or is it because Shofar is the exception to the rule? Meaning, is that the rule that Shofar is the paradigm, it's a non-Achila Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sirchas Kavana by all mitzvahs? Or is the Pshat, no, Shofar is the exception. It's not a Maisa. It's a Mitzvah without a Maisa Mitzvah. So therefore, you need Kavana Lahotzi and Kavana Lotzis. But either way you slice it, everyone's going to say, according to the Rambam, the Mashmiya has to have Kavana Lahotzi in order to be Motzi, yes.
But the Baal Tokeah, though?
The Baal Tokeah is the Mashmiya. He's the one who's creating the coal to allow the Shomea to be Yotzi. That's the Baal Tokeah is called the Mashmiya. Okay. Question is, why did the Magid Mishnah learn like the Ran? Rashi and the Ran, they're Rov Rishon. They seem to say, and it's Meduyek in the Lashon of the Gemara, that the key is achila by matzah. According to the Magid Mishnah, the key is not achila, the key is maisa. So why didn't the Magid Mishnah learn like Rashi and the Rambam? They are Rov Rishon, and it's meduyik in the Lashon of the Gemara. Why did the Magid Mishnah reject the simple Lashon of the Gemara and the position of the other Rishonim and say anuvart, that it's all a function of maisa or no maisa? So Be'emes, the answer probably is related to the Shita of Rashi and the Ram. We have to better understand the Shita of Rashi and the Ram. If we isolate some of the assumptions that Rashi and the Ram are making, then we might be able to answer why the Magid Mishnah rejected them and offered a different pshat. The first very important assumption of Rashi and the Ram is that they assume that Shekein Nana can apply even if someone is being forced to do a mitzvah. Even if someone does a mitzvah bal karcha against his will, you can apply the din of shekei nena. Now that's a big chiddush. Even if I'll admit to you that shekei nena can apply by mitzvahs, and that's a whole other discussion that we'll have to have. Shekei nena normally applies to isurim, not to mitzvahs. We'll talk about that. But even if I'll admit to you that shekei nena can apply to mitzvahs, it's quite a jump, it's quite a leap of faith to say that shekei nena can apply even if I'm being forced to do something. Is that hanoah for me? Am I really deriving benefit from that? I don't want to do it. You're forcing it down my throat. Should Shekein Nena apply? According to Rashi and the Ran, yes, it does apply. Kfo v'achol matzah, they force him to eat the matzah. He's yotzah Shekein Nena. But they forced him. He doesn't want to do it. So why should Shekein Nena apply? Even if Shekein Nena could theoretically apply by mitzvahs, but not where you force the guy to do it. So the first and very important assumption Rashi and the Ran are making is that Shekein Nena can apply even if a person is forced. Not all Rishonim agree with that statement. There are some Rishonim who imply that that is incorrect, that even if Shekein Nena can apply to mitzvahs, it will not apply bal karcha. If he's being forced to do it, then Shekein Nena will not apply. Who is that Rishon who argues with this assumption of Rashi and the Ran? That's Tosis and Psochim. Several Rishonim are troubled with the fact that Rava brings a raya from Shochu Le'lavu the Shmuel, right? Kfov Ochol Matzah Yotzah. So Rava says, Osameres HaTokeh L'Shir Yotzah. Why does Rava have to bring a raya from Kfov Ochol Matzah? Why doesn't he bring a raya from a Braisa in the Gemara Psochim? Which Braisa? Who Braisa? The Gemara says in Psochim, Adav Kuf Yudalad Amabes, Ochlan dema yotzah, ochlan b'lo miskaven yotzah, ochlan lachatzan yotzah. If you eat the mora, different ways. Demai, sofek, whether you took off chumus and maises from the mora. The second case is ochlan b'lo miskaven. If you eat the mora, shalom b'kavon. You don't have kavana to be yotzah, the mitzvah of mora on the Seder night. Nowadays it's a mitzvah d'rabonon, because we don't have a carbon Pesach. Mora is only d'rabonon. So if you eat it below Miskavin, the Braisa says that you're Yotze. And the Gemara says it's really a Machlokas Tanoim, but this Braisa says that you're Yotze. So ask the Rishonim, why didn't Rava bring a raya from this case? Rava brings a raya from Kfov Ochal Matzah. They forced the guy to eat matzah, he's still Yotzei. Bring a raya from the Brysim, Psochem and Kfov, you dial it on a base. Ochlan Blom Eskavin Yotzei. If you eat Marsh, Loba Kavan, you can be Yotzei. From that you see that Mitzvah Saints are Yotzei Kavan. Why bring a raya from matzah? Bring a raya from Mar. That's the kasha that the Rishonim is. The Taisus and Rosh Hashanah give a very simple answer. What's the answer of Taisus and Rosh Hashanah? What's the chilek between matzah and mar? It's the chilek we just gave. Mar is the rabbanim as manazim. Matzah is still the raisim. But erev tochel matzahs. Even though matzah is also hechsher the pisach, matzah also is supposed to come with the carbon pesach. But the pasuk erev tochel matzahs teaches me that matzah is also a standalone mitzvah. Doesn't have to only come with the carbon pesach. So comes Taisus in Rosh Hashanah and says the answer is mor is midrabbanan. I might think that maybe if Rava would only bring his raya from Ochlan below Miskavin Yatzah, I'd say yeah, by mitzvahs derabbanan, mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. But by mitzvahs deraisa, I think mitzvahs sriches kavana. Comes Rava and says no, kfo the ochel matzah yatzah. From here you see even by deraisa's mitzvahs sriches kavana, because matzah is a mitzvah deraisa on the leil haseder. That's Taisus in Rosh Hashanah. That he didn't bring a raya from Mar because Mar is the Rabbanan. So I'd say, if you brought me a raya from Mar, I'd say, yeah, maybe only by the Rabbanan's mitzvah Saint Sichos Kavanah, but by the Raisa's mitzvah Sichos Kavanah. That's why you have to bring a raya from Matz. In fact, if you look at the Magen Avraham in Simon Samach, Hilchus Kriyashma, Magen Avraham quotes Radvaz, who paskins this way, Ladina. Even the Shulchan Aruch quotes two days there in Zimun Samach. Mitzvah Sichos Kavanah, Mitzvah Sein Sichos Kavanah by Kriyishma, Mitzvah Deraisa. Says there are two days. V'chein Halacha says the Shulchan Aruch that Mitzvah Sichos Kavanah. Comes the Magen Avraham and says that there are some Achronim who want to say that by Derabbanan it's Nitazoi. By Derabbanan it's Mitzvah Sein Sichos Kavanah. It's only by Deraisa that Mitzvah Sichos Kavanah. But by Derabbanan it's Mitzvah Sein Sichos Kavanah. They paskin Lamaisa, like Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, who distinguishes between mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs derabbanan vis-a-vis tzarech kavana or ein tzarech. That's Taisus in Rosh Hashanah. Taisus in Psachim on Kuf Tezvav, the next daf, gives a totally different answer to this kash. Why did Rava bring a raya that mitzvahs ein tzarech kavana from matzah not from mor? Not because mor is derabbanan. So I think, oh yeah, mitzvahs ein tzarech kavana dafka by mor, but not by deraisa. No. What's unique about mor? Says Taisus on Kuf Tezvav. Anyone? What's unique about mor? Achila. What's his lashon? Hasam lo ma'isim yochol b'lo miskavin mishum b'lgavi achila lo be'inan kavana kulei hai kemo b'tfilo utkia. Rava doesn't bring a raya from Mar because Mar is a mitzvah achila. So I think that achila is different. If you only brought a raya from Mar, I'd say, yeah, by mitzvah achila you don't need kavana. But by other mitzvahs you do need kavana. How can you bring a raya that Tokei L'Shir is Yatza? Tokei L'Shir is not a mitzvah achila. So Rava had to bring a different raya. He doesn't bring a raya, but we'll leave his raya out for a moment. A little tricky here, right? Rava doesn't bring a raya from Mara, brings a raya from Matzah. Why doesn't he bring a raya from Mara? Says Taisus in Psachim, I'll tell you why. Because if he brought a raya from Mara, we'd say, what kind of a raya is that? Mara is the mitzvah achila. By mitzvah achila, there you don't need kavanah. But by non-mitzvah sachila vada, you should need kavana. What kind of a raya is that, Rava? Mitzvah sachila? Don't bring me a raya from mitzvah sachila. By mitzvah sachila, you don't need kavana. Why don't you need kavana by mitzvah sachila? Why? Why? Shekainene, exactly. Hanan. WG, WK. Which one? Shekainene. By mitzvah sachila, I think it's different. Shekainene. So we would tell Rava, don't bring me a raya from Mar. That's why Rava doesn't bring a raya from Mar. That's what Taisus writes himself. Not Drabbanan deraisa. That if he brought a raya from Mar, we'd say, come on, what kind of a knap raya is that? That's a mitzvah Drabbanan. A mitzvah Drabbanan, mitzvah Saint Zvichas Kavana. But that doesn't prove anything about mitzvah deraisa. That's not the reason why he didn't bring a raya from Mar. He didn't bring a raya from Mar because we tell him, no, Mar is different. It's a mitzvah achila. By mitzvah achila, mitzvah Saint Zvichas Kavana. Shekainene, mitzvah Saint Zvichas Kavana. I wouldn't know that mitzvah achila is kavana ba'alma with all other mitzvahs, even non-mitzvahs achila as well. Taisim Sachim is just pile ploy from beginning to end. The whole thing is pile ploy. First of all, before we get to the jugular, to the real cash, I know Noah's smiling already. don't smile so much now. Before we get to Noah's kasha, let's talk simple. Shekei nana by mora? Mora? Bitter herbs? Not bitter herbs. Bitter herbs? Horseradish? Shekei nana? What kind of hanoi are you having? It's painful to eat the mora. I know the romaine lettuce is not so painful. But there are moras that are painful to eat. They're bitter. What kind of shekei nana can you talk about when you're discussing something bitter? How can Taisus say that? No, I think mora is a mitzvah sachila. That's why mitzvah sends you as kavana. He doesn't use the word shekei nana, but that's what he's saying. That's what he implies. That by mitzvah sachila, mitzvah sends you as kavana because of shekei nana. Shekei nana by mora? Mora is bitter. Sadova mar. How can shekei nana apply? Zokta pnei Yoshua and Rosh Hashanah in a chanami. That's a taka, a good kashi. He says that's why Taisus and Rosh Hashanah doesn't give this answer. So pnei Yoshua and Rosh Hashanah. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah gives the answer Drabon and Darais. Not Achila, non Achila. Drabon and Darais. By Drabon, I'd say, you'd give me a raya for more, I'd say, oh, by Drabon and Mitzvah Saint Yos Kavan. He doesn't say, no, if you gave me raya for more, I'd say Mitzvah Achila, Mitzvah Saint Yos Kavan, because Shekainen. Why does he not say Mitzvah Achila? Zakhta Pnei Yoshua. Because you could easily say, it's ridiculous. Achila is different by Mar. There's no Shekainena by Mar. It's a Dover Mar. It's bitter. So what kind of Shekainena can you have over here? That's why Taisus in Rosh Hashanah didn't give the answer, because he says, what kind of Shekainena can you have by Mar? Taisus Psachim was nonplussed by that Kasha. He wasn't bothered by the Kasha. Why? Formulate it for me. He holds you can have Shekainena even by a Dover Mar. Why? It's a mitzvah. Shekei nana applies not only when you're really deriving physical benefit from the achila, but if it's birtsono, if you eat birats, you want to eat it. You taste what you're supposed to taste, right? If you're bolea mora, the Gemara says you're not going to be otzi. You have to be able to taste the taste. Doesn't have to be bitter, but you have to be able to taste the tam mora. But if you taste what you're supposed to taste, then you're yotze. That's the hanah. Right? You want to be yotze the mitzvah. Shekei nana can apply not just when you get a physical pleasure. You know, I don't know, pralines and cream ice cream. A well-done steak. Good hanah. Yeah, shekei nana can apply not only when you really derive physical pleasure, but when you do what you want to do. You eat beratzon. So that achila is beratzon. You accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. According to Taisus Psachim, that's enough to allow the principle of Shekei Nana to apply. That's why he says that Rava didn't bring a raya from Mara, because we would have said that no, that's by achila that mitzvah sent to Yilas Kavana. Mara is the mitzvah achila. So by achila, mitzvah sent to Yilas Kavana, because Shekei Nana, I had to dover my. No, even by dover my, you can say Shekei Nana, because you did what you wanted to do. It's an achila beratzon. You did what you wanted. You accomplished what you set out to accomplish. You yoitz in the midst of Mara, so the rule of Shekei Nana can apply. Okay, so that kasha and Taisus Psachim, it's a good one. It's a good kasha. But it's not a kasha that, you know, is going to turn Tosfos upside down. Right? It's not a kasha that's gonna make us feel that we have to be doich at Taisus. That Taisus is wrong, maybe. Like, his svara is difficult. The real kasha is Noah's kasha. Right, what's your kasha?
Matzah.
Yeah, no, what's Taisus talking about? Rava doesn't bring a raya from Mara because Mara is a mitzvah sachila. So if you bring from Mara, I think, no, but only by mitzvah sachila, mitzvah sachila kavana. Tokeh l'shir yotza. What's the tzushtel? What's the connection? By mitzvah sachila, there you don't need so much kavana. But by tkiah, by tefillah, there you need much more mitzvah kavana. So Rava didn't bring a raya from Mara. That's a mitzvah sachila. I think mitzvah sachila is different. Ella, Rava brings a raya from matzah. But matzah is also. So what exactly did he accomplish? He literally jumped from the frying pan into the fire. This is not so official, but he literally jumped from the frying pan into the fire. I mean, it's not the frying pan into the fire, they're both equal. He jumped from the fire to the fire. It's a pile plymatizes. What's he talking about? Rava didn't bring a raya from Mar because of Mitzvah Achila, but he brings a raya from Matzah. That's also Mitzvah Achila. The same Shekei Nana. The Zelbe Shekei Nana that can apply to Mar applies to Matzah. So how can you bring a raya from Matzah? Can't we just be doichim in exactly the same way and say that the hacking being arrived from matzah just because matzah doesn't require kavanah, that's because of shekeinah, because of mitzvah chil? Whose kash is this? The Marsha. The Marsha, Alasar and Taisvis, is this kash. He says, what kind of an answer is Taisvis' answer? Matzah is also a mitzvah sachil. So the camping arrived from Mar, camping arrived from matzah, comes the Karni Re'aim Osalef and says, no, Marsha, you misunderstood Taisvis' point. Of course they're both a mitzvah achila, but they're very different mitzvah achila. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference between mor and matzah? There's one word that's a difference. What's the difference? Kfa over ochel matzah. By matzah, it's bal korcho. He's being forced to do it. It's not pritzono. By mor, he wants to eat the mor. He wants to be yotze the mitzvah. He wants to be yotze the mitzvah. So if he wants to be yotze the mitzvah, Shekeinena can apply. L'das ha'taisis l'chalek de'echidirotzu ba'achilosu v'imken kevet shenena v'adai mahani apolo kavona. But Taisis is saying is you can't bring a raya from Mora, because if you brought the raya from Mora, I think dafka by mitzvah achila, where you're nene from the achila, namely that you're doing what you want, even though the Mora might be a dover mar, it might be bitter, but it's what you want, you want to fulfill the mitzvah. So there I'd say, shekei nena. By mitzvah sachila, you don't need kavana, shekei nena. But only if you're eating birots. Masha'en kein bekvo al achilasa, lo choshev zeke misasi bechalavim, mishim darei eno chavetz ba'achilasa. Mishim hachi bekvo v'ochal raya v'lav mehachal. Rava brings the raya from kvo v'ochal matzah, because there shekei nena doesn't apply, says the Karnei Re'ein. There Shekeinena doesn't apply. Did you hear carefully? There Shekeinena doesn't apply. It's Stama Mitzvah without Shekeinena. By Matzah Mitzvah Saint Tzidus Kavana, Kfo V'Ochel Matzah Mitzvah Saint Tzidus Kavana, even though Shekeinena doesn't apply, Tokei L'Shir Yotz, it's Taka Good Rai. But from Mora you can't bring a Rai. Mora Birotzon? They weren't kofan to eat the Mora, but he ate it Birotzon? Shekeinena can apply over there. So Dafka, from Mora, we're not going to bring a Raya. You can't bring a Raya from a case where Shekeinena applies, because then you could just say that there's a Chiluk. By the Mitzvah Sachila, where Shekeinena applies, that's the Mitzvah Saint Tzichas Kavana. But by Shofar, there's no Achila, so then Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana. You could just be Doicha. So Rava brings a Raya from an Achila that's Balkorcha. Kvov Achal Matzah. Achila Balkorcha. If mitzvah Saint Tzidus Kavana, even there, even though Shekeinena doesn't apply, exactly, David, excuse me. Even though Shekeinena can't apply over there, so then Tokei L'Shir Yotza, right? Achila where Shekeinena doesn't apply equals Tkiya Shofar. It's doch the Zel Pesach. Moror, since it's a mitzvah Achila where Shekeinena can't apply because he wants to do it, so that's not a good equation. It's not a good comparison. Achila, where it's Bal Korcha, where Shekeinena can't apply, is the same as Tkiya Shofar. That's why he brings a raya from Matzah Bal Korcha to Shofar. Okay? So based on the Karnei Re'eim's Pshat and Taisim Sachim, it's clear that he understood that Taisim Sachim argues with the Ran. Right? Because the Ran felt that even by Matzah Bal Korcha, you can also apply the principle of Shekeinena. Taisim Sachim assumes that the whole raya of Rava is built on the fact that Shekeinena only applies if I'm eating Baratza, but if I'm eating Bal Korcha, it's not called a Hanoi if I'm being forced to do it. So we could very easily say that the Magen Mishnah rejected Rashi and the Ran because he says Shekeinena doesn't apply by Matzah Bal Korcha. If they force him to eat the matzah, you can't talk about Shekeinena because the whole idea just doesn't make any sense if it's Bal Korcha. Like Tosis and Sachem. This is one way that you can disagree with the Rashi and the Ran. That would be a very simple reason for why the Magen Mishnah had to introduce his own pshat and he didn't want to learn like Rashi. But there's a more basic problem with Rashi and the Ran. This goes to the jugular of the Shita, to the essence of the Shita. What do Rashi and the Ran say? That by mitzvah sachila, even if it's Bal Korcha, but by mitzvah sachila in general, mitzvah zayn tzichas kavana, shekeinena. What does that mean? The fact that Misasa Bechalav V'Rai is Chayev Shekeinena doesn't necessarily, automatically tell me that by mitzvahs I can be Yotze based on Shekeinena. Does Shekei Nena automatically apply to mitzvahs? I could hear someone say it doesn't. Why is it that Misasi Bechalavim Varayas Chayev Shekei Nena? What does Shekei Nena do? One could suggest that the reason why Misasi Bechalavim Varayas Chayev Shekei Nena is because Yechayev for the Hanah. Maybe the Chia for Yisurei Biyah, the Chia for Yisurei Achila is the Hanah Shebo. If you derive benefit from the Biyah, derive pleasure from the chaylev, that's what's mechayev you. That's what Shekeinen is telling me. Even though Misasik and Kolatarakula always is treated as if the Maisa happened by itself, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. Right? Neskavin lachto chesach tolush v'chota chesam achubur to bring it home to Masech v'shamin. Neskavin lachto chesach tolush v'chota chesam achubur doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he puts out his hand, he's going to cut the tolush with his knife, and then he starts talking to his friend about the Shia final, and who knows, he gets nervous, I don't know why, but he gets nervous, and then he cuts the wrong thing. Misasek! He didn't know what he's doing. Ptur, Potter on Shabbos. Potter and Kolatarakula also Misasek. He didn't realize what he was doing. Swallowed the chaylev, he's Potter. Why is he Potter? He did the Maisa, right?
Wrong.
The tour misasik in general is that if you don't know what you're doing, we don't attribute the ma'aseh to you. We attribute it as if the totsah occurred without the gavra doing the ma'aseh, as if it happened by itself. That's the tour misasik of kolat harakut. Misasik b'chalom v'arayis is chayef shekeinen. What does shekeinen change? He didn't do the ma'aseh, right? So you could say what Shekeinana does is it's simply revealing to me that Isurei Biyah and Macholas Asuros, the Isur is the Hanah. So if you derive benefit from this act that happened, somehow it happened, even if we can't attribute the act to you, so what? But you derived Hanah from it, so you could be chayav for that Hanah. But if that's the Pshat in Shekeinana, how does that apply to mitzvahs? No one says that you yotze the mitzvah of matzah by being nena from matzah. You yotz mitzvah shofar by being nena from a shofar. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with a ma'isa, l'chora. So if you have to do a ma'isa mitzvah in order to be yotz the mitzvah, how is Shekei Nena going to help me? That's the kasha that all the achronim ask against the Ran and Rashi. How is Shekei Nena going to help me? Bishlam by chalavim, varayos, by isurim. Shekei Nena might help me because maybe the whole nature of the iser is hanah. So if you derive benefit, you get hanah, so then you're going to be chayiv. But by mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the hanah. Mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvah is not the hanah. The mitzvah is the ma'isa. So where's the ma'isa? Misase. He's just a misase guy. He doesn't realize what he's doing. So he didn't do a ma'isa. It's like the ma'isa doesn't relate to him. So the ma'isa doesn't relate to him. How can we say that he's going to be yotze the mitzvah? How can he be yotze the mitzvah? Mitzvah is tziras kavana. But there's no ma'isa here. So how can he be yotze the mitzvah? Some achronim want to suggest that according to the Ran, what you have to say is the Ran and Rashi are making two very important assumptions. They're making one assumption about the din of Shekei Nena and an assumption about the principle of mitzvah Sichas Kavon. You put the two of them together, it's a kugel, right? It's a kugel, not chazorah Shabbos. It's a kugel that's done behet. If you put these two together, so then you'll arrive at the sheet of Rashi and the Ran. What does that mean? This is a stipler in Shabbos among other achronim. The stipler in Shabbos, I think it's Simon Lamedal. Stipler says Azoy. What the Ran and Rashi must be saying is that Shekei Nena is not telling me that by Yisurei Biyah and Yisurei Achila, the Isser is the Hanah. No. The Isser is the Mice. Isser is the Mice. What Shekei Nena is saying is that even if Misasik and Kolatarakula means that it's as if he didn't do the Maisa, if he doesn't realize what he's doing, then we don't attribute the Maisa to the Gavra. Misasik v'chalav v'arayis is chayiv. Why? Shekei Nena, because the Hanah, if a person derives benefit from the act, even if you would think that we can't attribute the act to him because he doesn't know what he's doing, but the Hanah automatically, willy-nilly, the Hanah automatically relates the ma'isa back to the gavra. Misasig ba'alma with hanah, you can't say that the ma'isa happened by itself. Who was nana from this ma'isa? Who derived pleasure? This guy. So even if he doesn't realize what he's doing, willy-nilly, he's the bala ma'isa. Al pidin, we treat it as though he's the bala ma'isa. The ma'isa has to relate to him. he didn't know what he's doing, but the Hana'ah is his. If the Hana'ah is his, then the Maisa is automatically attributed to the guy. That's what Shekainan is saying. Shekainan is not saying, no, Yisurei Bia, Yisurei Achila, it's a different realm. There, the Isser is the Hana'ah. So it could be Chaya for the Hana'ah. If that's the case, so what's the relevance to mitzvahs? Mitzvahs, the key of mitzvah is not in the Hana'ah, it's in the Maisa. The Rabbi and Rashi must understand that Shekainan teaches me that even if Nisasek in Kalatara Kula generally, we can't attribute the Maisa to the Gavra, it's as if the Maisa happened by itself. But that's only true if the Isser is violated through Maisa alone. If it's violated through Maisa alone, so then the Maisa doesn't relate to the Gavra. It's going to be Pata. It's going to be Pata. Like on Shabbos, right? There's a Maisa, but there's no. Let's say there's no Hana. So he's going to be Pata because we don't attribute the Maisa to him. But if Shekainana, Sasa the Chalam Barayas, is Hana, Shekainana tells me that Alpidin, we attribute this Maisa back to the Gavra. Even though he doesn't know what's going on, but the Hana automatically relates the Maisa to him. And that's why he's going to be Chai. If that's the case, then there might be room, a little bit of room, we're not there yet, a little bit of room to say that even by mitzvahs, it might be that he doesn't have kavanah for the mitzvah, but even with mitzvah, Shekainana might relate the maisa to the gavra, but we're not there yet. Take it slow. The Stipler brings a raya to this yesod in Shekainana from a Tosis in Sanhedrin. Tosis in Sanhedrin, on Samabez Amabez, is talking about Misasek and Kolatarakula, Misasek and Shabbos. And this is where we're going to relate back to some of the sugyas that we discussed this year. This is where it gets sweet. Gemara in Sanhedrin and Samabez and Mabez writes as follows. Chomer b'Shabbos mishar mitzvahs, Chomer b'shar mitzvahs mi b'Shabbos. There are chumers in shar averis of Kola Tarakula more than Shabbos. There are chumers in Shabbos over shar averis of Kola Tarakula. So, b'shar mitzvahs, shebishar, chomer b'shar mitzvahs, shebishar mitzvahs, shogag v'lo meskav in chayev, mashayin kem b'Shabbos. Says the Braisa, what's the chumrah of Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos? That Shogag B'lo Meskaven is Chayef. Shogag B'lo Meskaven, he did something without Kavana. It's a tough Gemara. You have to look at all the different phraseology. Shogag B'lo Meskaven, Misasek. It's complicated. Okay, we're just going to touch the surface here. But the Gemara says that by Shar Mitzvahs there's a chumrah, that Shogag B'lo Meskaven, he does a Maisa Aver without requisite Kavana, is Chayef. Mashen came with Shabbos as opposed to Shabbos. In Shabbos, in a similar situation, where you do one of the Lamates Melachas below Kavana, you're going to be potter. What's the example of such a thing? So later on in the Gemara says like this: Mashen came with Shabbos. What's the contrast between Kol Taraku and Shabbos? Mashen came with Shabbos, the potter. Shneskavein lehagbia satolosh v'chotach hazamachuba. What's the case? Misasek of Shabbos. Niskaven lagbia satolosh bechotach esamachuber. Bishar mitzvahs v'shagav lo miskaven the kasova roku ubolo. He thinks the chaylev is just his spit, and he swallows it. He makes a mistake. Doesn't realize what he's doing. He swallows the chaylev without realizing that it's chaylev. Hashenken b'shabbes. That's misasek of chalav v'arayis. That's misasek of chalav v'arayis. There you're going to be chayev. Even if misasek of kol ha'tarku is part of, but misasek of chalav v'arayis is chayev. Mashen came b'Shabbos. Where do you have a case in Shabbos? A similar case in Shabbos that you potter. Shneskaven lagbia satolosh v'chotach hazamachuber. Potter, kider of Nachman amashmul. The Amar hamasas bechalam v'rayas chayev shekainene. Hamasas b'Shabbos potter malachas machsheves osvitor. What's the Gemara saying? There's a chilik between Kol HaTarakul and Shabbos. By Kol HaTarakul, we find an example where masasik is chayev. Masas bechalam v'rayas. By Shabbos, Misasek is going to be Potter because it's not Meleches Machsheves. That's what the Gemara says. L'chora, the whole Gemara is Pilei Ploim. What do I need the din of Meleches Machsheves to tell me Misasek of Shabbos is going to be Potter? Why do I need a special halacha? It says Meleches Machsheves by the Mishkan, that the Melacha had to be all the Chachmei Lev did their Melacha with Machshava for the guests in the Shir. Can I explain a little bit? Right, they did their melacha with a certain machshava, extra kavana. So from that we see that a melacha that's done without kavana on Shabbos, davashenem eskavim, misasek, what other halachas do we have? Melacha that's not a melacha, it's machshava, it's done melacha shen tzichel gufa, right? If it's done without machshava, it's going to be potter. Why do I need Melechas Machshavas to pater Misasik on Shabbos? I should be pater for Misasik on Shabbos. Why? Based on the old pasuk, Asher Chotabo, Pratla Misasik. Maishna Shabbos from Kol HaTorah Kula. Chalav and Vairayas are different. But Misasik of Shabbos, you should tell me pater because Asher Chotabo, not because Melechas Machshavas Asher Torah. So that's Taisis Kasha. Taisis asks this kasha. He gives two answers. We're not going to go into both. We've touched on the second answer of Taisis in a different context. We're not going to go into both. Taisis asks this kasha. He says, why do I need Melechas Machshavas to Prat L'Mesazik on Shabbos? Ashachotaba! Prat L'Mesazik of Kol HaTorah Kula. So says Taisis, no. Melechas Machshavas is teaching me a special Petur Mesazik on Shabbos where I think that I would be Chayef a Mesazik. Me. There's a case where Mesazik is chayiv even in Kol HaTorah Kula. So I would think on Shabbos you're chayiv for that Mesazik as well. Comes Melechas Machshavas and tells me how you're going to be potter on Shabbos. What's the example where Mesazik in Kol HaTorah Kula is chayiv? Where? Chalavim Varayis. Shekei Nene. Comes Taisus and says that in a case where you do Melocha B'Mesazik on Shabbos, where there is Shekei Nene, I would think that even though Misasik and Shabbos should be part of because of Asher Chotabam, but whenever Shekein Nena applies, Misasik is Chayiv. So I think you're Chayiv on Shabbos as well. Comes Melechas Machshavas and tells me, no, on Shabbos you're part of for Misasik, even if you are deriving Hanah from the Malach. Yishlomah says Taisus Dachikama B'Shabbos Poter Afal Pishenene Mishum Melechas Machshavas. Melechas Machshavas is teaching me that you're Poter for Misasik on Shabbos, even if you're the Rabbana, which in Kol HaTorah Kula would be a reason to be Mechayiv you for Misasik. Misasik B'Chalav and Varayis is Chayiv Shekeinene. So even in a case where you can have an example of Shekeinene by Shabbos, now that's tricky. Well, where's the Shekeinene by Shabbos? I do Boer, I have Hanoah from the Maisa Bread. When I do Bishul, I have enough in the Maaseh Bishul. When I do, I don't know, Dosh, I have enough in the Dosh. It's a little difficult. Right? There's a half. I have this half a minute that if I would get Hanoah from a Malacha that I do on Shabbos, one of the Lama tests, even if I'm Misasek, so you'll have to figure out where's the Hanoah, where's the Misasek to just create the case. So I'd have a half a minute you should be Chai, because you can't nana. Mashmalon, it's not Malachas Machshavas, you're going to be part of. What's the case? I think the case might be something like this. Let's say you're walking from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabin. You have something in your throat, but you don't plan on swallowing it. So you were oker in the Rishus HaYochid, but you're not planning on being meniach in the Rishus HaRabin. You're continuing to walk, and before you know it, you swallowed it. So it's noch. It's noch. It's not in your mouth, it's noch. But you were nene from that hanoh. You're nene from that hotzah. So that could be a case of shekein nene. I do a malacha. I didn't even realize what I was doing. I happened to swallow it, and there's Hanah. What the case? That's probably the case that the Gemara is saying. Similar to Kosova Roku Ubola. There is a case where you can be Bolea on Shabbos. It'll be a Malacha of Hotzah, but you didn't realize what you were doing. And you are Shekinah, and there is Hanah there too. Comes Taisus in Sanhedrin in the first day and says, that's why I need Malachas Machshavas. To tell me, Misasek is Potter and Shabbos Bichol Mikre. Always. Even if I'm there, which in Kol HaTorah Kula should be chayiv for. I never have a mean on Shabbos, listen up. I never have a mean on Shabbos that if you do melacha in a way that you're nene, even if it's misasek, you don't know what you're doing, but you're nene, you should be chayiv because of shekein nene. Kamashwan, you put there anyway, it's not melechas machshavas. I can't divrei. Frek the stipler, what's the have? I never have a mina that if I'm misasik on Shabbos, I don't know what I'm doing. I do a mice, groping in the dark. I do a mice, I don't know what I'm doing. Misasik, I can't relate the mice to me because I don't even know what I'm doing. But because Shekein Nena, I should be chai. Why should I be chai for Shekein Nena? What does Shekein Nena tell me? If Shekein Nena tells me that you're chai for the Hanoh, misasik b'chalav and v'arayas chai for Shekein Nena, you're chai for the Hanos Habiyah, for the Hanos Achila. So then what's the Havamina of Taisus? I'd have a Havamina that Misasik on Shabbos is Chayev if you're Nene. I need Melechas Machshavas to tell me Afal became your partner. What's the Havamina to say you're Chayev? I'm Chayev on Shabbos for Hanoh? I'm Chayev on Shabbos for Hanoh? I might be chayiv in bia for hana, in achila for hana, but not Shabbos. Shabbos is all about what? It's all about what? It's all about what? Maisa, David K. Maisa. It's all about maisa. We've talked about this many times, right? Shabbos is all about maisa. I'm not chayiv for hana. I mean, we want you to be nen on Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos, beautiful. I'm not chayiv if I do a malacha just because I'm nen. If I'm not, I'm chayiv for the maisa malacha. Misasik is not my maisa. Misasik is not my maisa. How is Shekinah going to change anything? What's the havamin of Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samach Beis Amabed? What's he saying? Comes this type and says, what do you see clearly from Tosfos? This is an edge must hold. Shekei Nene doesn't tell me you're chayiv for the hanoah sabir, for the hanoah sachila. What are you chayiv for? Mesasek should have made it as if the maisa doesn't relate to me because I don't know what I'm doing. Since it's just happened by itself, it doesn't relate to me. Shekei Nene brings back the maisa to the gav to his detriment. Shekei Nene brings back the maisa to the gav to his detriment. If he gets Hanoah, willy-nilly, we gotta relate that Maisa to this Gavra. It's his Maisa. Whose Hanoah is it? It's his. If it's his Hanoah, it's his Maisa. Aye, but he didn't know what he's doing. He might not know what he's doing, but he got the Hanoah. If he got the Hanoah, then Maisa is his. That's it. Shekei Nen is not telling me that you're chayv the Hanoah's Habiyah, Hanoah's Achila. Shekei Nen tells me that even if you're misasik and you don't know what you're doing, but if you derive Hanoah, the Maisa is related to you. That's the Havmin of Taisus. I need Melechas Machshavas now to tell me that even where Shekei Nen and I should relate the Maisa to the Gavra, there's a special Ptur on Shabbos that you're going to be Potter. This is apparently what the Ran and Rashi are saying as well. Shekei Nen doesn't tell me I'm Chayef for the Hanoah Sadir, for the Hanoah Sachila. Shekei Nen tells you that even if Misasek should have broken the connection between the Maisa and the Gavra, Shekei Nen resurrects, it returns that connection. And says, if you're getting Hanoah, then the Maisa is yours. You can be held responsible for that Maisa, and you can get the benefit. Isurim, Chalovim, Arise, no mitzvahs. Shekei Nene can tell me that this Hanoah relates the Maisa to you, to your detriment, and to your benefit. By Isurim, you'll be Chayev if you get Hanoah, and by mitzvahs, you can be Yotze the mitzvah if you get Hanoah. Because Shekei Nene doesn't tell me you're Chayev for the Hanoah. It tells me that the Maisa must relate to you through that Hanoah. So if that's Pshat and Shekei Nene, then it can apply to Mitzvahs as well. But that doesn't answer the question completely. Just a moment. It doesn't answer the question completely. Because even if we'll say that Shekei Nene relates the Maisa Achilas Matzah to the Gavra, he doesn't have Kavana, right? So Shekei Nene relates the Maisa to the Gavra. Okay, it's his Maisa. Zolzani, Mazel and Glik. It's his Maisa. Yeah, but we're not talking about Maisa here. What's our discussion? What's the focus of our discussion over here? Matzah, right? What's our discussion? Not the Maisa for this Matzah, but the... Machshava, Kavon, right? Kavon. I didn't even hear the word Machshava, right? Kavon! Same thing as that. Good. David G. Okay. Right? Kavon! We need Kavon. Okay, Maisa is very important too. Just because Shekei Nene can relate the Maisa back to the Gavra, doesn't mean he's Mechafen. So, I still don't understand Rashi and the Ran. Yeah, many assumptions in this Rashi and the Ran. First of all, they made an assumption that even if you're forced Balkarchacha to do a Maisa, Shekei Nene can still apply. Secondly, they assume that Shekei Nene doesn't mean that you're chayef for the Hanoah Shebo, you're chayef for the Hanoah Sabi, Hanoah Achila. But rather, Shekei Nene relates the Maisa back to the Gavra. So we say, it relates the Maisa back to the Gavra. That can help by mitzvahs too. Yeah, great. But there's one prat that's missing. That is, how does that help with Kavanah? If you hold mitzvah as Kavanah, so what that Shekei Nene? So the Maisa relates back to the Gavra. Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Right. How does that tell me that he has Kavanah? Apparently, what Rashi and the Ran are assuming as well, this is the third and final assumption, what they're assuming is something remarkable about the concept of mitzvah sivas kavanah. And here we come full circle. We started by talking about machlokas amoroi, machlokas tanoim, is mitzvah sivas kavanah, is the same sivas kavanah. What does this concept mean, mitzvah sivas kavanah? According to that day, the mitzvah sivas kavanah, what does that mean? Does it mean, the simple pshat is that you can't be yotzei a mitzvah without doing two things. Every mitzvah is composed of two elements. There's the maisa and the kavana. Tzvei dinim, abris kifart. There's the maisa and there's the kavana. You have to do an act, and you also have to have kavana to be yotze of the mitzvah. That's parsha pshat, mitzvah sichas kavana. Mitzvah zayin sichas kavana holds, that day holds, that the mitzvah is composed of one element, maisa alein, the maisa alone. That it's enough. No need for kavana. Ran and Rashi must be understanding differently. What mitzvah sichas kavana means is not that you need tzvei dinim. That kavana is something independent of the maisa. Listen up. Rashi and the Ran are saying that kavana is a tnai maisa. That if I do a maisa mitzvah without a kavana, it's like a chatzi maisa. It's a halba maisa. No. It's a half a maisa. It's a half a maisa. I didn't do a full maisa. It's not that I did a maisa, but I'm still missing something to the kiyum mitzvah. I didn't even do a full maisa. Kavana is a tanai in the maisa. That my maisa is not complete unless I have kavana. My maisa can't relate to me. Let's say better. The maisa can't relate to me. The osa maisa without kavana. That's what it means that it's a chatzi maisa. It doesn't relate to me. It's not that kavana is an independent requirement to be yotze the mitzvah. No, kavana is necessary for the maisa to relate to the gavra. If mitzvah seals kavana, that means that you need kavana to relate the maisa mitzvah to the gavra. Without kavana being there, it's like the maisa happened by itself. It's like misatzik, really. Similar. It's not exactly the same, it's similar. It can't relate to the gavra. So the maisa can't relate to the gavra. He can't be yotze. Why? He didn't do a maisa mitzvah. He did do a maisa mitzvah. He just didn't have kavana, right? No. Without kavana, there's no maisa. Without kavana, it's felt in the mice. It's missing something in the mice itself. If that's what mitzvah sichas kavana means, then the Ran and Rashi fall into place beautifully. Because the Ran and Rashi are telling us that Shekeinenah, the whole purpose of Shekeinenah is to relate the mice back to the gavra. So if Shekeinenah can apply, even when I do a mitzvah, bal karachachi, against my will, so then Shekeinenah can help me in this case. Kfo v'achal matzah. They came and they forced him to eat the matzah. Right? Come Rashi and the Ran and they say, within the Rambam, that he's going to be yotze because of Shekeinenah. Why? It's against his will. No, Shekeinenah can apply even against his will. He is deriving hana. He's deriving benefit. Taisus Simsachim says, no, if it's against your will, it's no shaychus of Shekeinenah. By Mora we can talk about it. If you eat Mora Berotzen, we can talk about Shekeinenah. But not if they force the guy to eat the matzah. But Rashi and the Ran say nay. Rashi and the Ran say that even if they force him to eat the matzah, Shekeinenah can apply. What's more, they say Shekeinenah relates the maisa to the gavra. It relates. It's not that you chayiv for the hanoah sachila, hanoah sabia. No, it's that it relates the maisa back to the gavra. Misasek, normally there's a break between the mice and the gavra. It's like we can't relate it to him. It's like it happened by itself. But Shekeinenah tells me, if you derive Hana, then we can relate the mice back to you. Come Rashi and the Ran, and they say, that's why Shekeinenah can help by mitzvahs. Because if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, it doesn't mean that there's an independent requirement that besides the mice you also need kavana. If you were to say that, so then Shekeinenah is not going to help you, because even if we relate the mice to the gavra from Heinz's morgen, from then until tomorrow, the fact is, he doesn't have kavana for the mitzvah, so how can he be yotze? Ran and Rashi must assume a third assumption, right? That mitzvah sichas kavana means that kavana is a way of relating the maisa to the gavra. Without kavana, then the maisa, it's like it happened by itself, it's not the maisa of the gavra. So that's pshat in mitzvah sichas kavana. So then we can understand that Shekeinenah can take the place of the kavana. Even if you don't have the kavana, but if you do get hanoah from the mitzvah, so that Shekeinenah relates the maisa to the gavra, and that will enable him to fulfill the mitzvah. So these are the three assumptions that Rashi and the Ran make. First of all, they assume Shekeinenah applies even bal karacha, even if the person is forced through the mitzvah. Secondly, they had a new understanding of what Shekeinenah does. It's not that you chay for the hanoah sachila, for the hanoah sabia, but rather Shekeinenah relates the maisa back to the gavra. Thirdly, they felt that mitzvah sichas kavana doesn't mean there's an independent need to have kavana for the mitzvah. Kavana is a tanai in the maisa. Without kavana, it's like only a chatzi maisa. So pshat is that without kavana, it's only a chatzi maisa. Then Shekeinenah can take the place of the kavana. Shekeinenah can take the place of the kavana, and through the hana, we relate the maisa to the gavra, and that's how he can fulfill the mitzvah. But the Magid Mishnah will probably assume, but the reason why he disagreed with Rashi and the Ran is because he disagreed with one of these assumptions. He either held like Taisim Sachem HaKuf Tezvot, that Shekein Nena can't apply if it's Bal Karcha, or he assumed that Shekein Nena just means that Yechayev for the Hanoah, Hanoah doesn't relate to Mitzvahs. Even if he were willing to concede those two, he were willing to concede those two assumptions that Shekinah can even apply Bal Karcha, Shekinah can relate the Hanoah back to the Gavra, he could disagree very simply and say, Kavona Samitzvah is an independent point. You need Mais Samitzvah, you need Kavona Samitzvah. So even if Shekinah, you're still missing the Kavona. If you're missing the Kavona, you're not going to be able to be Yotze. That's why the Magid Mishnah had to come onto his own Chilik to explain the Steer in the Rambam, that it's not a chilek between achila as opposed to every other mitzvah, but rather it's a chilek between matzah and shofar, that by matzah there's a maisa, as opposed to shofar, where you fulfill the mitzvah only with shmir. Okay, stop here.